How about this one? Before we go into actual training, Terry, how about, you ever heard this one? Man, if you're going to make it in this business, you got to have tough skin. Anybody ever heard that one? Yep. Only the strong survive. Weak people don't make it. How about this one? Throw enough mud up against the wall. What?
See what sticks.
And here's another one. How about this one? It's a numbers game. You got to go through enough no's to get to the yeses. Let me tell you something, man. Here's statistics. The average person in this business get three no's, they are gone. Mentally, they are gone. They might still take the product, Edna, but they gone mentally. You can forget about it. And the reason they do that is that we don't have any other way to teach them, right? I'm telling you, I really never had thick skin. I just gutted it out, man. Just gutted it out. For 42 years, I just gutted it out. I was all stressed out and everything. And some of you are doing that too. You're just gutting it out. And I admire you for doing that because you didn't quit. And you were led to here today, so you don't have to do this. So the information you hear today, you can go spread through your organization. And it's called, what we're talking about today is how to sell network marketing without fear, anxiety, or losing your friends. How about that? Having no fear, no anxiety. All right. So our approach, and this is going to eliminate fear. First and foremost, what we're going to do is, and I had these kind of, and I just, when we were writing these things, I was everywhere. But, okay, but here's the deal. Has anybody been taught that in order to be a good salesman, or even if you haven't been taught that you thought this, that you had to be a good talker? Anybody? Please raise your hand. Y'all participate with me. Come on. We friends here. Got to be a good talker? All right. So here's what you want to remember. Write it down. You want to be a good listener. The more you talk, the less you sell. The less you talk, the more you sell. Now, when we start talking about being a good listener, we're not talking about, guys, just having a conversation with Rhonda and I stop, you know, and just wait till she stops talking. That's not listening. I just want to stop so I can get my word in. See, guys, people know. All of us have this built-in intuition. They know when we're trying to sell them something. I don't care how good you are. We all feel it. Even if we buy from you, we know that you're trying to sell something to us. So we're going to teach you how, what was that guy he said? From the heart, how you have a heart-to-heart conversation with somebody. So learning to listen. Now, here's another thing about your downline, building a big downline, Sabrina. You cannot teach a person to be a good salesperson. You can't. They either got that natural ability or they don't. But I can tell you what you can do. You can teach somebody to be a good listener over time, can't you? If in the beginning, what we're going to teach you in the beginning, what you'll do, you'll just be shutting your mouth. And that's a start. And you can't wait until they shut up so you can go and tell them something, you know, about your thing. But here's the deal about listening. People know when you're listening to them and when you're not. So we want to learn to be good listeners. I'll give you a good example. Yolanda and I will go to dinner with some young people even, right? And we'll ask them questions all night long about themselves. We never bring up anything about us. Where we work, what our children do, what college is, none of that stuff. Because, I mean, it's just human nature. If your child went to Harvard and my child went to Harvard, I want to bring that up. My child went to Harvard too, but don't do it. Right? That's hard. But listening is a beautiful thing. It's a gift that you give to people. I don't mean just shutting your mouth. I mean listening. when we leave from that table or that restaurant at night, leaving out, they all say, "You guys are so cool. We ain't done said anything." But ask them and talk about them the whole night. Let me ask you something. Human nature, who are we more interested in than anybody else in the world? Ourselves. So you think going up talking about yourself, and I'm you the grand poobah, and you Dr. Wallach's friend and all that, they could care less. They want you to listen to them. Everybody got a story, guys, but they want you to listen to them. And here's the key. You're going to want to spend 100% of your listening to them. You're going to want to hang on to every word that they say. I know I'm way off. Okay. If your intent, okay, so let's go, let's, have I, what about,